Connecting with the community and creating solutions-oriented media coverage is the goal of On the Ground IPSY. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us on 89.1 WEMU for this segment is Brianna Kelly, Project Manager for On the Ground IPSY. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Lisa.
She brought a special guest with her, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But let's talk, let's refresh everybody. What is On the Ground IPSY all about?
Well, I am serving as an embedded reporter in the community, so I'm trying to connect with residents and seek out story ideas. Our goal is to really highlight a lot of the wonderful things that are happening in IPSY and kind of change the narrative that some people associate with IPSY typically. So we're really looking at the stories of people who are trying to move the community forward. And when we are looking at issues, we try to look at it as from the lens of a solutions-oriented perspective, as you said. So we say, here's this problem, but here are these people who are trying to do something about it.
And where will people find the story?
They can find it at concentratemedia.com and also on our Facebook at Facebook/concentrateA2.
And who have you brought with you today?
Sarah Tier. She's from Habitat for Humanity of Huron Valley.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So you'll be focusing on Habitat for Humanity in your next story.
Absolutely.
What'd you find out?
I found out that Habitat has done a lot of great work in the IPSY area. They serve the whole county, but they really do have a big focus on IPSY and IPSY Township. So since 1989, during the organization's inception, they have built or renovated over 200 houses in Washtenaw County, and about 150 of those are in the IPSY area.
What are you working on now, Sarah?
Well, right now we are focusing, like Brianna said, in the IPSY Township community in three neighborhoods. We're doing a lot of work in Galt Village, West Willow, and Sugarbrook. And we have this kind of three-pronged approach to the work that we're doing. So we have our core program, which is renovating homes that we sell to families and individuals who are not able to buy conventional homes through a bank. We help those low-income buyers become homeowners, often first-time homebuyers. But in addition to that, we are really focusing on neighborhood revitalization and working with residents in those communities. We really feel it's important to listen to the folks who live there and find out what do they love about where they live, what are the strengths, what are the assets, what's going really well, and then also what really needs a little bit of work or a little bit of focus. And Habitat is working in that, which may not seem like our traditional role, but we are bringing people together, we're talking with them, we're having people give input, and then we empower those residents to make change for themselves and for their neighbors in their own communities.
I think when people hear Habitat for Humanity, they think of building a house from scratch, but yep. That does not sound like what you're necessarily doing in the Ypsilanti area.
Yeah, since 2008, we haven't built a brand new home from the ground up. We switched our model that year when foreclosures really became, you know, prevalent in the county, and we started buying empty, vacant, abandoned homes and really putting life back into them by totally renovating them from the inside out, making them look like brand new. It also allowed us to work in neighborhoods where there might not have been vacant properties, and so we were able to really concentrate our work in those three communities and see a really big impact. So since 2008, we've renovated over 55 homes in Galt Village, West Willow, and Sugarbrook together and really made a difference and changed those communities from possibly churning and going further downhill into really rising up and strengthening the place where those folks live.
What do you typically do? You have to gut it, or how much work are you doing? I'm envisioning new appliances. I don't know why. Is that part of it?
That's part of it.
I get excited by a dishwasher. Sorry.
It's really a whole makeover, so most of the homes are in pretty rough condition, and so we are often gutting them and doing new insulation, new drywall, new energy efficient appliances, and energy efficiency building materials. We're doing new siding, new roofs, new landscaping. So it looks like a brand new home for the buyers when we're finished.
So Brianna, when you put this story together, what exactly did you observe or see?
Well, I had the chance to speak to a Habitat homeowner and hear her story, and it was really interesting because she is paying less for her three-bedroom home than she was paying in a two-bedroom apartment. So she said that, you know, it's allowed her to save up some more money, and instead of just providing the basic necessities for herself and her two-year-old child, she's able to, you know, do a little extra and you know, provide more for her daughter than she typically was able to when she was in the apartment, when she was really just focusing on putting food on the table.
Did you get to go in and see any of the houses that they had worked on?
I didn't.
Sarah, how big of a need do you think there is for Habitat for Humanity in the Washtenaw County area?
There is a great need. There are a lot of people who are renting homes, like Brianna said, who are paying more than 30% of their income on rent, and that's what's considered cost burdened. And so our guarantee to every buyer is that their mortgage payment, including principal, taxes, and insurance, will be no more than 30% of their income. So most of the time, the end mortgage is less than the rent. And like Brianna said, a lot of times people are not able to really put down roots when you're renting. You're moving a lot. The families don't feel that stability. But with a home that they own, because they do have a mortgage on this property and they own it 100% when that mortgage is paid off, they are building an asset. They're building a legacy for their kids in the future, something that they can pass on for generations.
And who does the refabbing and the rebuilding? I know we recently did a news story here on WEMU about women getting involved.
Yeah. So a lot of our work is done by volunteers. That is our strength. We deploy over 2,000 volunteer hours on every home that's renovated, and those folks are individuals who just want to come out for a day. We have a lot of regulars that return, a lot of families that come out, and a big corporate and faith-based sponsor community. So we have team building experiences where a company may want to bring their employees out for a day, get to do some demo, smash some walls in, do some fun work together. So a lot of that's done by volunteers, and then the professionals come in to do things like the heating and the ventilation and those trades.
Where do you get your funding from?
Our funding is a mixture. A lot of it is private donations, so we solicit individuals. Those teams that come out often bring funding with them to sponsor the portion of the home. We have a lot of return sponsors who year over year will bring teams of volunteers and funding. And then we also have a little bit of funding from grants and government funding, but the majority of it is individuals and then local community supporters.
I think when a lot of people think about Habitat for Humanity, they think about Jimmy Carter. Have you ever actually worked with him?
I have not worked with Jimmy Carter. He is a huge volunteer with Habitat. So he and his wife sponsor a build every year, the Carter Work Project.
Have you ever met him?
I met him, but not through Habitat, through another point in my life. He came to work, visit, he and his family, at a hotel I was working at.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, he's our strong face of the organization and a big-time volunteer.
Now, is there a big waiting list for people hoping to participate in this?
For the buyers, we don't necessarily have a waiting list. We do have an application period that goes on year-round. So people can go to our website, which is h4h.org, and find out how to apply to become a homeowner. They can also go there to sign up and see where volunteer opportunities are going to be. Also, we have a home improvement program that we launched about 5 years ago that serves people who already own a home, not our Habitat homeowners necessarily, but people in Washtenaw County who are lower income and can't afford to do repairs on their homes. So we have applications for all of our repair programs online as well. And through that, we're serving, you know, about 150 to 200 families a year that need critical repairs on their homes and aren't able to necessarily afford them through the general contractors.
So this is just one story that we'll read that Brianna Kelly did as part of On the Ground IPSY. Why do you think it's so important to share this story?
I think it's just really great to help spread this information because, as Sarah said, it's not just helping Habitat homeowners. It's also helping other Washtenaw County homeowners and renters too, who are eligible for some of these home improvement projects. So they've got some energy and efficiency programs. So it's even as simple as getting your light bulbs replaced with LED, higher efficiency light bulbs, or getting a refrigerator replaced or your furnace replaced. So it can really help put money in people's pockets.
All right. Thank you, Brianna Kelly, for bringing this story to light. Thank you, Sarah Tier, for sharing your information with us. I'm Lisa Berry, and this has been On the Ground IPSY on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.